Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So, guys, when we do ghosted now, people are actually getting together,
yes,
which is awesome, but it makes the ghostings a little bit more harsh because you've actually met the person person.
Yeah.
And Heather, that brings us to you, and we talked you off the air. We already like you so much. And Adrian, Adrian's a guy that you had been planning a first date with?
Yes, we were planning this for months. Like, we met back, you know, during lockdown on Bumble, and like, you know, we said we wanted to wait until things were opened up and safer to meet. And so, as you guys know from, you know, when I reached out to you, we met up like last Friday. That was our big day after months and months and months of build up and connecting and all that stuff. And this is going to sound ridiculous, and feel free to laugh, but the only place where we could get a reservation was the Lone Star Grill.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like Lone Star.
I do too. They're, you know what? Good chips.
Right, yeah. Yes. It's delicious.
Good chips.
Like, a lot of like my friends are like, for a first date, ugh, blah.
Yeah.
But
hey, listen, you take what you can get here,
okay? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. And like, we met up at the restaurant, and we got there, and I felt like we were like, I felt like I was having dinner with an old friend. It was easy. It wasn't weird. It was great and amazing. And like, yeah, everything was just perfect. And I have been ghosted ever since. Like, I texted him twice since our date on Friday, and it's just been like radio silence.
Okay.
It sounds like you are now the Lone Star.
Oh my God.
No, don't laugh at that. You're better than that.
You need to go.
I'm so sorry.
You can't be on the second call for this. We're sending you home.
Yeah.
Okay, so Heather, we're going to call him, and we're going to find out why he let you go. Like, this is ridiculous. So we'll get into that. We're going to play a song. We'll be back. We'll make the call.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you missed Heather's story, here it is. She waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited until lockdown ended to go on this first date with this guy named Sean. And Heather, because everywhere else was booked up, you ended up at
The Lone Star.
Yeah.
Lone Star Grill.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Texas always works really well in Canada.
Right. Yeah.
So here's the thing. You guys went out and you thought the date went great, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. It's one of the best dates I've ever been.
See, that's sad. It sucks that you're on ghosted now, but we're going to call him in just a second. The first thing I want to ask you, though, are you sure you want to make this call? Because the answers can be harsh.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I just want an explanation.
Let's give him a call. Hi there. We are looking for Adrian.
Yeah, this is Adrian.
Adrian, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not familiar with all that, but can I help you with something?
Yeah, actually, we're hoping that you could help us understand why you ghosted somebody. Specifically, her name is her name's Heather.
Why I ghosted Heather?
Yeah.
What is this?
We may have something in it for you. We would just like you to answer the question. There could be something great at the end of this.
All right, well, I can tell you that I don't want to date my mom.
Okay, I would hope not. What does that mean, though?
Heather acts like a mom. She's like, you know, trying to be my mom, and I don't want anything to do with that.
You
want to
be taken care of?
Can we get detailed? Stop it, TJ. Can we get detailed on that, though? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, she scolded me like I was one of her kids. Like, all I did was ask a question.
Okay, bossy.
That's why you ghosted me? Like, your question was super inappropriate.
You were supposed to listen.
Okay, all right.
Mommy's here.
All right. So now that mommy and daddy are both on the phone, Adrian, let's explain to Heather what happened here. What was it?
Sure, why not? Let's do this. All right, so Heather and I are at dinner. The check comes, and I asked if they were doing any discounts for frontline workers. Okay, I've been working construction through the whole pandemic. They said no. I paid the bill. No big deal. But then Heather started telling me how the restaurants need the money more than me, and that I should tip 25% for my, quote, ridiculous question. And I sat there and got yelled at and said nothing. And, I mean, I was very respectful to you, Heather, and I don't know. I went home and just felt the need to never talk to you again.
Okay, so, like, first off, I didn't yell at you, Adrian. Like, I didn't raise my voice or anything. But, like, restaurants right now, and like especially the waiters and stuff like that, they do need money more than like you or I. And like, I just thought it was a really out of the line question. It just felt really wrong. It felt weird. You know what I mean? It just, ugh, didn't like it.
I don't get it. I feel like you're making me out to be the bad guy for asking a simple question. The thing is, I asked. They said no, and I moved on. I didn't argue or anything. I mean, and then, like, you came down on me like I stole the meal. I mean,
oh dear.
I don't know. This is a waste of time. I mean, thanks for calling or whatever, guys.
Sure.
But I'm good.
Thanks, Adrian. We'll let you go. Yeah.
Ciao, Adrian.
Okay. Well, Heather.
Yeah.
Now that you know the answer.
I mean, what a letdown.
Yeah.
Build up for months to have such a letdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sounds like things were tense.
I know. I mean,
guys,
sweaty.
It never gets tense at Lone Star.
No. It's a place to relax.
That's
and have
right.
Good time.
That's
to
right.
Drink out of a fishbowl, probably.
Okay, so I'm afraid that we're going to get an email from Lone Star head office after this going, hey, guys, we are offering a discount. Anyway, listen, Heather.
So tasty.
Obviously not a fit. That is the joys of dating. Welcome back to dating.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Rip that Band-Aid right off.
Yeah. And you know that there's great guys out there, and there's like more singles than ever ready to have like a hot, awesome summer, and you will be among them.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very true, everyone on the radio. I am very hot, and I am ready to mingle.
Right. And a mom-like personality. Yeah.
Ends on a good note. Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999999.